Everyone went through it, and I'm not the only one that went through it. thou each and every one lead, so that we don't keep each other too long. And Uncle Makubela, he smiled at me, so I know what he do. We reported something, we didn't catch anything. So let's start with the minutes of the 5th of November. And it comes to the minutes of the 5th of November. It was just a briefing by the South African Institute for Drug Field Pre-Sports on doping in school sports, a briefing by the Department of Basic Education on the role of DBE in delivering the curriculum physical education and the adoption of draft minutes and draft reports we did in that meeting. When it comes to this minute, what we should, something that should be done in future, we are supposed to have a meeting again with sports art, sports and recreation, and also with SAD. But that meeting couldn't take place, not because on a Tuesday. They were having parliament. SIP said they didn't meet the department. So I think Llewellyn has just like a note of it, because that will be an outstanding meeting. Because the decision was that they should meet the department. Let's look at page one. On page one is just attendance register. Yes, because I changed, yes. The Honourable Dukobos name had to come out. The apologies from the chair and the secretary, because when I looked through this minute, I remember that he was present. And I asked the secretary just to change it. He did change it, but he didn't take the name from apologies out under apologies. Let's look at page 2. There we only have Llewellyn. I hope this sports arts and culture has this minute to it. Same minute, yeah, because they had to pass it. It's our opening remarks. We had addressed by the Minister of Basic Education, a briefing by the Institute for Drug Free Sports. Is this in order, this page? Let's look at page 3. The recommendations of the committee. And there in the second bullet point, we speak about the follow-up joint meeting that had to be called between two departments and SAID. And I think, I'm not sure, but when I read through it, I felt that these recommendations were necessary to take into consideration for the new term chairperson. Is page 3 in order? And let's look at page 4. As the game committee observations, that will have to be taken into consideration too. Because we speak about physical education there. You know, things that the department should do. The other one is what state should do, the other is what the department should do. Is that in order, that page? Page 4? Good. And then page 5, is it in order? Who moved these minutes? Who's moving these minutes? Thanks a lot. We have the Honourable Corbo and the Honourable Mashishi. And by the way, since I looked at Honourable Mashishi, it's her birthday today. So I hope that she's had a lovely day. And I told her that tomorrow night we're going to celebrate the party. Honourable Gina, do you really want us to start today and I'll have a look tomorrow when it comes to our party?
and goes to the whole party of the whole parliament.
Not take our champagne. Thanks a lot. The one that is fast, that we're very quick. The next one will be it's the 18th of February, the second minute. And it's on a briefing by the Department of Basic Education. And the Council for Quality Assurance in general and further education and training, that's Melusi, on the national certificate. Then we had a briefing from the department on the ALA and a briefing of the department on the second quality report. Let's see if you were present there. Honourable Marco Bella, can you remember if you were present in this meeting? All right. Let's close the first page. Let's look at the second page. There we have the opening and welcoming address by the minister. And the first address going by the director general. Are you satisfied with page 2? Satisfied with page 2? All right. And then these things here from Mr. Sabanda are taken from the report itself, just like that. Page 3. Is that in order? Because it was taken from the Umalusi report. Is that in order, people? Alright, thank you. Then when it comes to the report on the senior certificate and the annual national assessment, it was taken just like that from the report. We didn't make changes. Then the national senior certificate, the next page 5 was taken just like that from the report. You know, just to refresh to the support. And then when it comes to page 6, those were questions and responses. It was actually the questions, all the questions that were asked. Let's go through to see if there's no mistakes. Is page 6 in order? Let's go to page 7. These were responses given. And then what has to be taken into consideration will be, for the new term, will be the second quarterly report, which I believe the third quarterly is ready. Strategies to improve mathematics and science, and the impact of the SONA address on the strategic plan of basic education. Who moves 3 minutes? Yes, we did thank him. Is it not there? All right. Just put Luella. Just after the signs, etc. Then you have to say that. Yeah. Just after the signs, say the what committee, the what on behalf of the committee. Thanks. Professor Makosela for the very good for the good work he was doing. Yes, did he do it? Because look at Umalusi's term is over in June month. And this will be the last that we'll be meeting, but the new committee will see until June. Who's going to adopt thanks Honorable Vienna and we just need the name that is on this unanimous one. All right. Yes, ma'am? Don't take us back, please. What about that?
conversion and set itself up as
now, larger than before, just check, I don't think it's a trap. Look in your mind. I think it was before the trap. Oh, are there traps? I will check if there's a trap, eh? Just like announcement. Yes, on the delivery of textbooks, yeah. Alright. Now we'll check on that one. Just like announcement on that side. Well, I was just the one to wish. It could have been in October that we looked at it. October, November. Yes, correct. Let's look at the Lucy report. It's just two pages. Is that the delegation correct that was there? Page... The first page, is that in order? The first page, is that in order? I beg your pardon? I'm talking about Lucy. It's just standardization of one page. But Honorable Smiles, why don't you remind people that they have a minute with him? Why do you? Because we gave you a chance to say. Oh, because I know it could have been the end of October, but we're going to check. Don't worry, we'll check. Look at page 1, is it in order? Yes. Don't address me on something that's out of order at the moment. Alright, now Mr. Smiles, I don't want you to bring up that issue now. Because I said that issue will have to go with what they saw further when we come into certain reports that that issue could be flagged or something. Not at this moment, please. We are busy for this minute. I know what you've got in mind. Let's get from Lucy. No, Mr. Smiles, I'm not giving you the floor. No, you can't come with me without point of order. I said I'm not going to allow you to speak to that. No, Mr. Smiles, no, there's no voice scoring now. I said we're going to look into that minute. Because you want to bring up something that Mr. Honorable DeCobo mentioned on Sunday. And, what was in the city press, etc. Mr. Smiles, please. Please, we're going to sort of that at the end. Look where your point can come in as we go along. Yes. You know, we speak on what we spoke about now, because Llewellyn just reminded me that that meeting was 29th of October. Then we had printing and procurement in that meeting and publishing. I think the reason why I couldn't remember is because I think I asked my wife to share that meeting because I went to another meeting. That's why I said it could be the end of October. Let's continue, because I'm sure people find ways where there are certain things they'd like to speak to as go into our reports. Page 1 of Malusi. Is this in order? Page 2 of Malusi, is it in order? And only those people that were present at the standardization may speak. I don't want no other person to speak on that one. Can we pause this minute? Who moves? Thanks, Honorable DeCobo. Who seconds? Thanks, Honorable Mulliken. like you just put it away. Let's look at our next minute. I don't think it's a minute. This will be, oh yes, it's a report. A senior certificate report. Look at page 1, please. And see where your names are there, the people that were present, who have told the committee that read Llewellyn. Good morning. Look at page 1. Is page 1 important? Let's get page 2. Is it in order? Page 3. Is that in order? If we just get the word here. Page 4. Is that in order? Page 5, is that in order? I'm looking for a mover for this minute. For the report, thank you, Honourable Gina. A seconder? Who was recently? I'm looking at a name. Thanks, Honourable Member. Before we go to the next report, I'd like to welcome you back on Volatmo. On Volatmo, has been, do you watch the Bible? Oh, out as well. Thank you, and that comes on the whole of the committee. Thanks, on Volatmo. Let's look at the oversight process of the Eastern Camp. We'll take it a bit slow, we'll make it slow. Look at page 1. On page 1, it just states the exit summary. And then, what were the key findings when we were in the Eastern Cape? Just see if there's anything that you would like to change, because I went through the report and what I asked to have changed was changed on the first page. I don't see that mistake. Can we go on to page 2? Let's go on to page 2. Thank you. Let's look at page 2. Yes, almost now? Oh, sorry. Let's look at page 2. I am not going to say anything to Mr. Smile. Because we know how the selection has been done. Thank you. Page 3, our delegation. I think we can move from page 3. Let's look at page 4. We still have everyone that was the delegation that was part of this oversight visit. Then we start there with the overview that we received from the district manager of Kumbu and Sterkstein. Then we have the address by the MEC. Let's look at page 6. I've started the basis here because most of these things here was taken from the reports that the district managers gave to us. Page 8 was taken from the report too. Just like that. page 9, was taken from the report given by the district manager of Sterkstraat. Page 10, now we start with village to school. The group that went to John Elisue, is that in order? And those Cholo, page 11. Rushdown is on to Fashion, page 12. The report was written very well, ne? I like the way this report is written. And I tell them. Page 13. If we fast just say. What I noticed when it comes to this report and what I liked is that this one group under Onkogina picked up the IQMS throughout. And I like that. I think it was a group that Honorable Lava was into. Page 13. Page 14. But reports are written the same for both groups. Yes? Alright. Now it's the Eastern Cape. Alright, it's going to get out you. Page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. Page 19. Page 20. Because after each school, we do have our portfolio recommendations written there. That was so nicely put out. Page 26. Page 27. Page 28. Page 29. Page 30. The meeting to organize labor. That was a very interesting meeting. Because remember the one group met with the high school. And then the other group met with organized labor. And everything, all the unions were saying the same thing. And I appreciated Honorable Corbo in that meeting. You know, when it came to the different laws. And those were the problems organized labor brought in. And that was quite a lot. If you look at organized labor that was there, it was Satu, Natosa, St. Afrikaans on a base union, EU, Provisional Educators Union, and then the HAL was there too. And they said they were speaking on behalf of special schools, the teachers. Actually the staff at special schools. So we have something on special schools there too. You know, the union that represented the us. Then we speak to our board that session that we had. And then the minister, let's look at overall recommendations. Because I think that is going to be important. We said to the Minister of Basic Education should assure that. Let's look at 8.1. There we say, the Eastern State Department of Education deal with issues of vacancies, including gateway subjects as a matter of urgency. A report on timelines for the filling of posts should be submitted to Parliament within 2 weeks of the adoption of this report. How do you feel about that very first recommendation? Should there be any changes? Is it put down correctly? Could we ask the National Department to ensure that the Eastern Cape Department of Education deal with these issues? Is it in order? Because these were things we picked up. Then, the other to deal with, to attract and retain suitably qualified educators to deep rural areas. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should scale up the rollout of the rural incentive allowance for educators in the province. The implementation of this incentive should be closely monitored to ensure that it has the desired effect. That one in order. 8.3, districts should ascertain that all schools have the necessary learn and teach support material and where there are shortages, that they are delivered promptly. Because remember, there was an oversupply and some had an undersupply. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should find a more ambitious solution to the challenge posed by the termination of temporary teachers, which also need to fast-track processes to deal with absorption of teachers in order to facilitate the employment of new educators. Is that in order? Because remember, the bursars too were not placed yet. Given that transport is one of the keys to exit, it is critical that the Eastern Cape Department of Education, together with the Department of Transport, make transport available to all qualified learners to ensure that they are able to travel to and from schools. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should ensure that the implementation of the adjustment and rationalization of schools is conducted circumspectly to ensure that learners benefit from the process. Remember, there were problems with that process. Then the Eastern Cape Department of Education should urgently assist schools with furniture and infrastructure needs. Did you also have furniture in your schools? And then it was infrastructure. The Eastern Cape Department of Education should give urgent attention to the proper management and administration of the policy. We picked it up a lot with the other group that there were problems, but we also, I think, at 2 or 3 schools there were problems with leave policy. Then the district and circuit should intensify their support of schools, ensuring that they effectively utilize their end results for the intended purpose as diagnostic tool to improve learner performance. It was in both groups at 2. The provincial education department should progressively address the challenges facing individual districts and schools as identified in this report. In this regard, a report should be submitted to Parliament within 2 months in order to ascertain progress made. Is that in order? Then we just have the appreciation there. Yes, Honourable Admiral. Just put on our structure.
Our microphones are coming out. Both of Chairman, there were 2 issues that I thought that were definitely raised, and they not captured. The one had to do with the real shortage of math and science teachers, and we, as far as I can remember, proposed that the placement of math and science teachers be delinked from the placement of the excess teachers, because none of those excess teachers are maths and science teachers. So we said de-link the maths and science teachers from the placement of excess teachers and deal with them totally separately. Then you can place them Funza Lushakas or wherever, but we need for maths and science teachers, and as I say, that must be de-linked. The other one was to do with the turnaround strategy, Taylor. The turnaround strategy, bar the lady that was so insulted by the provincial, one of the provincial officials, every other principal, she's the only one who had a decent turnaround strategy in this. Every other principal said we're doing extra lessons. But they in fact covering the curriculum during extra lessons, which the learners can't attend because there isn't any transport. So that is absolutely critical. And I believe that that must be addressed in the recommendations, both of those things, Chair.
Honourable level, the other members, how do you feel? Because I think those were 2 points that were brought up. Honourable level, could you perhaps just word a bit that we can give, you know, just the wording quickly? I think those are two important points. Honourable Marco there. To get in on what Honourable Makubera said, he is proposing that we talk to the Department of to the Minister and also the MEC. We don't obviously MEC capacity. For me, the way it ends here, we are saying, Minister, please ensure that your department does 1, 2, 3, and ensure that the Department of Education in the Eastern Department, we are talking to the Minister, we're not talking to the Department of Education in the Eastern Gate. So I suggest that it remain as it is, because we cannot do that. We can't speak directly to the MEC in the provinces. So for me, it's good the way it stands. That is how we report in Parliament. We cannot go to the provinces and ask them to do, but we do that through our Minister to make sure that something is happening in various provinces. So for me, I don't but it can open for discussion, but the way we have been reporting all the committees, that is how we are expected to report in Parliament. we can't afford to offer for the whole year.
I couldn't catch it. The other point I was going to say.
Page On page 1, we have the introduction and background to this report. Then the objectives of the workshop. Then on page 2, we have the composition of the delegation. Is that in order? The composition of the delegation? Yes. If you look at your report on page 2, when it comes to the composition of the delegation, it is not in your report or about it. Fine. Now, the composition of the delegation there was, they just gave it to me. It was comprised of Honorable Indiana, that led the delegation, and just put, just close your bracket there, the Honorable Simoni, the Honorable Makubela, the Honorable Mashishi, the Honorable Maluleka, Honorable Lavo, Honorable Smart, Honorable Jacobo, Honorable Vanshana. Then the parliamentary report, staff was Mr. Bundy, Mr. Noble, Rento, and then Sandhya Ntabeni. What are we looking for here? Where is the department's delegation? It has here. We don't have department's delegation here. I think Llewellyn has just added by. For there is no departmental delegation. Can we make a note of that? Let's look at page 2. Have everyone got the report? I'll wait until you people are ready. Cindy, there are more people that don't have the report yet. Not that mine, but there's a yes. The infrastructure report for Honorable Banshan. I'll just hold on a bit. Let's start because I'd like Honorable Dina to have a report in front of her because she led the delegation. So what is question of page 2 will be, seeing as your report don't have it in, is the delegation from Parliament and then those from the department that was present. And then I think, I'm not sure, Mr. Lloyd, where you are present. Yes, in Pretoria.
No.
I wasn't there, but... onto their website. Page 3. Page 4, we have the redrafting of the norms and standards, and then we have school infrastructure development and challenges and responses of the department in the school infrastructure. And there the department speak to the norms and standards. Then they went to their challenges, which included that list there. Then, what our department addresses, the response of the department, at ease there. Then let's go to page 6, the provincial schools. How to say provincial school board program? The building program there. Then we have the infrastructure backlog. Then page 7, we have the accelerated school infrastructure development initiative, that's the CD program. The progress thus far. Then the provision of mobile classrooms to address school readiness for 2014. Sure, I must have tried it for that one. Then we have the provincial progress reports and plans to ensure school basic functionality levels. And then we have presentation by the Free State Education Department. And their challenges identified. Then the educational infrastructure, page 9, backlogs. Then we have a presentation by the KwaZulu-Natal department. They speak to the infrastructure development. Then we have a presentation by, on page 10, by Limpopo. Then the challenges they face on page 11. Then international interventions to improve service delivery against TDD. Then we have a presentation by Ms. Malanga. They speak to the infrastructure development. And then they speak to the expenditure. Then they speak to their challenges. Then we have Western Cape. And Western Cape speaks to their budget. That's how they use it. They speak to their challenges. That's correct. Then they speak to the presentation of Northern Cape Department. It seems as though all our provinces were here. And they speak to the infrastructure development. Then they have the presentation of the Eastern Cape. They speak into the challenges, their budget constraints, the planning data, systemic problems, and then how they are addressing the challenges. Just look through all of them. And then here we come to the committee observations. Project 7.1. The committee noted that the site improvements made. Just read through your first observation. Is that in order? I just want everyone just to read the first observation, because we have to go through them. Let's look at your second observation, only 3 lines.
Now, I'll ask us to go through observations. Which ones? Okay.
one of the observations that we came to, that the transmission was actually other provinces that were not represented there. Mm-hmm. Just like an outlaw mentioned that was too
Which provinces were that?
I remember Gauteng is.
Yeah, it was around Gauteng.
We had two provinces that were. Gauteng
and Northwick here.
Alright.
That is correct. That's the one that's probably
we got. It's a PTA. Maybe we take them to Kamoto to make a lot on the meeting. On meetings because we recommend a Chairperson that we'd love to get there because of which we have. We needed to get something there reported in on
the of housing and can I tell you what was the problem with this report? There were problems with two reports. They had to be rewritten totally. I know who are they. That of course even with a prom school, you know, the report didn't make sense the way it was written. So that's why I think this report took so long to be written, rewritten, and even the farm schools. Because you look at the previous reports that were sent on the farm schools, it looked like it was a grade one child writing it. So badly it was written and was not in order. So I thought, is it correct, Dr. Loy? Those reports were not written now. Because I had to rewrite it afterwards to where I pre-write. Yes, Honorable Corbel?
I think we can say we can remove the grade one hand and just agree that the report was not written.
Now we can remove it because the thing is, I just made the example, you know, the way it was written. And then Ms. Bandy and the others had to change it completely because I thought it was a time to that certain things were happening in the committee. Thank you, ma'am. We got now on Bovina, what she will say, what is the next thing? Any other observation on Bovina?
I think
that
we really need to know the report. And then in terms of completeness, Mountain Gate only has school in some class of development, but they have no record of the challenges.
Yes, you just add in the challenges. Now we go with observations now, continue. PIC, yeah. Yeah, that's the committee, yeah. Yes. Now I saw PIC there. If you go through. Now, there's PIC here written. Right where it does see it. I think as before everyone's input, they have the input by the PIC. Wait, could you just see something here? There's a CD. Yes, I see the PA. Huh? You see it already, but I saw it from me. Not included. No. That tag will have to be included into this report, ne? Yes. Yes, I'm listening.
No, no, Chair, also, I hope we can get it somewhere from the report. The delegation, as you say, of the department will be included.
Yes,
but then you have a presentation by KwaZulu-Natal. Maybe there must be the information so-and-so presented, made the presentation.
Yes.
So it's missing here. With all the promises.
Yes, correct.
You have to indicate who was presented.
Now that will be in order. Eh? And then the PICC will have been included. Is there anything more that you want under observation? Yes, Honorable Admiral.
Sorry, Any welcome or observation? Or is that what was my people observe, our unbelievers observe? So just for observation on that one. Then when you have an implementation for the performance on it.
Because you said it's something long term. Yes, Mr. Bandis.
On the acknowledgement on that is 6.4 observation.
Yeah, let me just see 6.4 observation. 6.4. Let me just see it. But what I want you to do, ne, because that is, you're speaking in 6.4 to it. But what we need is the observation within the observation going the other way. So that for that, we need to add a recommendation. So on a level where you work in an observation to put in, then you can make it 7.13. And then there must be a recommendation that goes with it to the Parliament. Is there any more observations that members would like to add? Yes?
then provincial education departments should include sporting and recreation facilities when prioritizing infrastructure development. Then fast-track infrastructure development, provincial education departments should receive allocations from the provincial equitable share in addition to the funds from the education infrastructure conditional grants. That is a good one too. There's just something else. The observation that we were supposed to make was of the animal elements. The one that Lamus was, you know. Yes. So we still need to put in that one. One that Lavo is working on for Lavo, and then we're going to do the recommendation to him. It's just like one take my sticks, because I can't see these sticks on. Yeah. I can't read with the one. Anything else? Anything else is on Bobina?
I'm not sure about the mutual institution, but on some of the points I'm aware, it's not just a press conference, but rather as a consultant in the process, and this may lead to some sort of intention.
Yes, that one,
yeah. Can't be opportunistic at that point, because for us as a committee, we always recommend this hotel is not only for training on transport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think from our experience, even security issues, there's so much that we can talk about.
Yes. Report.
fine, they can get the farm school report. I might pay the way the changes were made. It is sort of like I teach you after I went to assistant very well now. Really them very well. Let's look at page 1.
Chair?
Yes.
I want to listen to you, and I know that my corporate money is not there to access that we took the steps together when the was not executed.
Fine. On the corporate, we'll put in your name. Yes. Yes. But you see, the thing is now, Honorable Moni is not left a concern. Now he's using Honorable Moni's name. And then what's missing here is, with a visit, we only got a delegation of the committee, but I don't see the delegation of the free state. Because it's a DDE, isn't it? Delegation of DDE, I don't see it. Page 1, is that in order? Because this is just the briefing that was taken from that briefing the department gave to us. So it's just a repeat of what the department said to us. Page 4 is just a repeat. Page 5 is what the department said to us. You know, it's like, it just feels page 4, the issues raised for clarity. So on page 5, we have issues raised, and then there were recommendations from the committee itself. Then page 6 is the other meetings we had, and that is the meetings with the trade unions, page 6 and page 7, and we do have our observations there. Because we met the unions before we went through to these schools. Onward the call, I can't believe you. Because you know, because I look at this report, I can't believe you about darkness and all that. Because I remember there were problems with accommodation. The way we're accommodating.
But I was just saying that we also are missing delegations from the organizing.
Yes, that has been put in it. It just slipped my mind. Then we have slide 8 is now the visits to the farm schools. Page 9 is the individual farm schools. Page 10, individual farm schools. Page 11, individual farm schools. I'll stop there and just wait on the members to get in. Let's look at page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, what are people to look at? Because I think I was a bit confused when I read this report. Because this report is just a problem. Now it is for it. Because I was not sure where the pin should be in the place of door 5 then. Was it the secret there was confused about presents and thoughts? I'll draw another one. Oh, then you changed it. Thank you. Page 16, page 17, was I'm seeing the pieces are correct here. Page 18.
page 90.
our legacy forms. The legacy was the our legacy report, and yeah, this report they put here, the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on its activities taken during the FOC Parliament, May 2009, March to March 2013. Should we include legacy at the top? That everyone knows this is a legacy report. Remember? Or is that enough? Just putting in the date on what a call.
Maybe what we could do to accommodate that share is in bracket. Absent the bracket of the date, in bracket is a legal report.
Fine. Yes? What's your point of order? Yes. They will ask this. Now, everyone was honorable smart. I'm not sure what's your story today. Because earlier when the honorable Agnew was not here, then you said, you are leading this committee meeting because we don't have enough members present. Yes, now we're going on again about the legacy report. I know. And that's a good story. Yes. Then page 4, February to November 2010. Of course, there they speak about the annual report and they speak to the biblical art. And then the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill was, that was the only bill, I think that was passed. Then we have April 2011 to March 2012, plus page 4. Page 5 is April to June 2011. And there are the reports that you were asked for, that we had to hand in. Then July to September 2011, and there is the briefings we received. Then October to December 2011, what was done during those 3 months. Page 6, the reports that were handed in then. Then January to March 2012. Then April 2012 to March 2013. What was done? Which house is even? Then October to December, that was July to September 2012, then we had October to December 2012, then January to March 2013, let's look at page 8, page 8, April 2013 to March 2014, what we did. Page 9, statistics, and this is the overview of the number of meetings held 2019 to 2013-14. And we only had one legislation, oversight trips taken, our study tour. We didn't look at international agreements. There were no statutory appointments, interventions considered, and petitions considered. Petitions. Were there no interventions considered? Isn't the Eastern Cape? But I think I looked here and I thought there was something wrong. The Eastern Cape and Limpopo, isn't that interventions that they are considered? Let's just discuss it quickly.
It's predominantly the work of the National Council of Communities.
There here we have briefings and public hearings. And you can see all the public hearings we had. Public hearings and participation. Then page 11, we have our legislation. Page 12, we have all our oversight trips. Page 13 is oversight trips.
Yes, I did. Honorable Fina.
Thank you.
I'm looking on the cloud.
Richard.
Oh. Now I don't make such friends. Not being out of orders on container.
No, it's during the time to unfortunately yes, that is what I call
it. Yes. And I think know what Llewellyn tried to tell me while we were speaking. Some of these reports was where the chairperson was invited. And the chairperson that observed. Yeah. And then oral reports were given within the committee. Yes. No, you're not right. Because you are incorrect and out of order. You know, you want to be like one of the high schoolers. So, you know, you always remember the naughty ones. You don't remember the good ones. You remember all things that were out of order. So people, I want you just to go through these quotes again. Page 14 and page 15, evening order. Because Aunt Magina gave her overall thing. And even when
just
something overall.
Something that is applied to all the pages.
Mm-hmm.
Where we say three parts of the court. And the summary we say adopted on this day.
Yes.
And for example, the first one, teacher development families. If the committee was presented, and I know that I was not an MP at the time, I was there as a leader of a union.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that as long as Slavwood was there, there should have been a pursuing there.
Yes, because you are correct. Because even if we invested in our individual capacity, we'll still come up with a report on it. Is it? Like I go. I was just when the committee goes and I
there are many times when the chairperson one member of the committee and the chairperson cannot attend, she would then dedicate one member to say for instance the presidential visit to the Eastern Bank. And the chairperson attended, but she was invited as the chairperson to be part of the delegation. We as committee didn't do a report on that. She just came and came to us that she was invited because money was spent on the committee She then just got out of reports with me that she's been at the issue or with the presidential group. But the committee has to do a report and we don't adopt anything in that respect. There's quite a few of them that are in that line. I agree that we as a committee have been on oversight and we have adopted this report and we need to just go back and check those and just keep them waiting.
On about the court?
I don't have to wait for us to correct it. But maybe as part of the legal service court, one day the auditor is going to correct us. Because if there was expenditure, there must be a benefit. I think if we had picked it up earlier, we could have said, it doesn't matter when there's just a one page to say we went there and then it becomes part and parcel of the
I could do this because I believe you are correct. Therefore, I always do my reports back. We make it as a recommendation that if any articles you get, when myself, Honorable Gina, and Honorable Love go into something, we came back with a report. Do you remember when we went on to the conference of Umarusi? We came back with a report. So I think let us make a recommendation that whoever goes out should come back, even with just one page report. Because when I look at the presidential visit, it was actually government going. And then I was invited to it. And I think that the rest have been correct for me to say this was delegation, which was only ministers. And this was the reason for the president going to the Eastern Cape with the ministers.
You know, because I didn't participate in it. I was an observer, but I think that Leslie do like something. So you can put it down. Let's look at like 17. There's the oversight and monitoring. That went through all the reports. Page 18. Our reports there. Page 19. All the reports there, with recommendations, that should still be fulfilled. Page 20, page 21, that's still part of recommendation. Then now we've got issues to follow up on page 21 in the fifth parliament. Then we have two there, page 22, there's still a few more. And page 23 becomes the exam readiness. Then study tools, we've got the study tools undertaken. And there on page 23, you have our recommendations that we gave the minister. Page 24, we stick to all those things individually that we had there with the numbers. Then on page 25, we have obligations conferred on the committee by legislation. We have what we are supposed to do. Page 26, we're still supposed to do.
Can I take you back a bit?
Alright, take me back.
Page 24.
Alright.
International agreement. We say none. But then under it, we said the following international agreements were processed and reported on, and then the case is blank. Do we need that table? I didn't say now. Also, with the statutory appointments, we should be saying there were no statutory appointments for the period. And also with interventions, that we tell them about interventions. The following interventions were referred to and processed by the committee, and it's blank. We should be saying there were no interventions referred to and processed by the committee.
So there we have the note. There is none.
Yeah.
Okay, 25. 23. Alright, like it. That is.
That is how it was.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing. You see what happens? Like we have our meeting on a Tuesday, and I have on a Wednesday. When it comes to oversight visits, then we share our weeks with each other. No, that is one of the problems we have. We share our weeks because there's a lot of things that we could do as basic education. For example, if we have oversight visits 2 weeks, other committees take 2 full weeks, but they take 1 week and I take the other week. Then I'm going to turn now to the parliamentary programs where, for example, we are Tuesday. We have to speak about sharing members. We have to speak about something else. We couldn't have meetings at all because our day was used for parliamentary sessions. The only time that we could have had a meeting was on a Friday or at night. Yes?
If my definition is that composition of committees is the same. That a committee, I must mean the number, but I think every portfolio committee is made up of 12 people, 11 from the majority party, and then you can do that with 2 from a official position, and then the other one. So do we want a special, my other thing now is that we're about members of parliament. Then it must be in cabinet, must be cabinet M, so that we know. But I'm still not comfortable with that. I think that the problem might be with the party, that we're sharing members, and we are able to perform. But the impression even, if we do capital M, we might be saying, we now want Portfolio Committee on Basic Education to have more than 12 members. That's why I say, I mean, not yet sure what the problem, maybe we can understand what the problem is. If the problem is that, because we are, I know that, for example, I teach in IMPC, so there are times when, you know, oversight and they coincide and all those things. But someone would say, well, the problem of your party is not a structural problem of Parliament. If Honorable Gina says, but I teach in Basic Education and IAPC, is a problem of her party. It's not a problem of Parliament.
No, Chair, I want to concur with Honorable Edward. We can't say it because we share with higher education. We have got so many members sitting even in other committees. And that's what I'm saying. At basic education, we want to have members of basic education, not in any way. For me, having these members serving these committees, it was making it to our advantage because most of them, you could even, you know, discuss higher education, but not only higher education. Sometimes you need members there in energy, you need members there in other way. You know. For me, I would just say, if ever we have stretch of that one, it does hold you.
The thing is that we're not speaking about members. I don't think it's members, really. It's just that, you know, everyone can have an equal share of doing their work. It can happen that if you have basic education and higher education, if we give 2 weeks as basic, then basic has to get the 2 weeks. If higher education gets the 2 weeks, higher education should get the 2 weeks. We shouldn't really, like, when it comes to, it's not sharing of members, but we should have enough members, you know, to go on oversight if it is for 2 weeks. Because even now, when it came to school visits, we only did it for 4 days. For the shared our second week with higher education. Yes?
Mm-hmm. I think not. I understand the problem statement. Maybe let's go ahead. But I can tell you a problem that I picked up earlier, and I know that I shared it with the chairperson and the week, where there is, for example, the oversight visit, and we are called back, only this number can go. And I've always been asking, I belong to public enterprise, and oversight visit all members. you can say the same with the other committee. And I've always been saying, but our school is not a problem of parliament. It is a problem of this committee. Because the committee wanted to have more meetings. I'm not sure the explanation was correct. The committee wanted to have more meetings, so it's now having fewer. I don't know, but maybe there is another problem that I'm not picking up. Maybe other members could also assist.
Right.
I think I didn't maintain it. We can't have that. Oh, higher education is on another proof. Okay, it's a totally different portfolio commission. There is no way in our report where we can say we cannot do our work because of higher education. It has happened that we have got more members serving, we are sharing those two committees, but we have got members serving in all other committees, one specifically higher education. That is why, so maybe, it's because of our understanding, not that if we go for 4 days, because higher education, even other committees do have the oxide side, it's only that we have more that are on that, so we cannot say higher education. So, unless we go back to say our planning, we don't do our planning well, not with higher education, but with all other colleges. So I still mention that paragraph should not be there.
Parliament should consider allocating members dedicated to a portfolio committee on basic education. What does that exactly mean? What does that mean? What?
On this one that we are dealing with, I take it that firstly, we are not able to understand the concept, which is a challenge properly ourselves. So it will be difficult to even have recommendations in Africa. Because firstly, you must understand the problem well. So we are not able to kind of conceptualize that properly to see exactly what we're doing. For instance, if we think the problem is how we go about implementing the 2-week oversight period, who does the 2-week belong to? Does it belong to those hospital committees that are a priority? If that is the case, it means equal higher education will deserve the 2 weeks. If the 2 weeks goes to every portfolio committee and we still are not able to share our own, so the problem is elsewhere other than whether you need dedicated members. There are teams that have got dedicated members who may not be all over, and those are sensitive committees and all other things that are related to fishing belongs there. You know, and if the issue is about clustered committees, saying these are economic, these are social, and so on, it means the resolution may be elsewhere, not necessarily by one committee, because then you have many committees saying the same. We may be a bigger challenge if we understand it, and then we don't understand what our problem is ourselves. And therefore, if we are not yet at the level where we can claim to understand this problem, it may be difficult to say we need to have the young ones. We won't even agree on what options to resolve this should be. So then the logical thing may be to draw it from here and have discussions which may happen in the fifth parliament. If there are those with experience, they come back and want this thing discussed with a view to have a solution.
Thanks a lot, Honourable Makubela. Then let's look at the next point. The committee strategic plan is to be attached. Then a master plan on the tenders of the committee has been included. In order? In order? The decision is, we're only going to put the report down. It touches out the other one. Yes, we're only going to put down the report. And then let's look at then the strategic plan of the committee has to be attached to this, plus that master list. I know that people receive the master list. Yes. And I think that master list you can use with your tax returns that we receive instead of committee giving us another one. Yes?
Where is this document that you are going to attach our strategic plan?
That was given out. That's here, it was given out. I'm not going to understand that. Where's your house? There's something that we have to just explain. I think you asked about how is the delegation chosen. Will you just explain this?
I still don't have the document with me, but in the there's a rules of parliament that sets out if it's 8 members of the committee going on trip, they can break down 4 ANC, 2 DA, 1 other or 2 other. I can make that available to you. I'm quite used to it. The House Chairperson has very seldom approved a full committee of the a full delegation of the committee go on any oversight. In fact, he actually does it opposite. He tries and gets as little members to go on these trips. But these members are the formula. You get 7 members. You normally go with 7 or 8 members. These are breakdown for if it's 2 members or it's 5 members, gives you a breakdown of 4 to 5 members, it'll be 2 ANC, 1 DA, 1 other, or 3 ANC, 1 DA, 1 other. But that's always been that. So House Chairperson has very seldom done we allowed the full committee of the delegation to go on trips. Unfortunately, that's been our experience.
I think just give a copy that on board the call book can just see the delegation. Because I should create a lot. You know, why not if it's for ANC, one or two DA, then one example, you know, things like that. But now our soul there is a composition.
No, no, like I said, that probably locking the staple and then also put it out. But I'm saying it's like locking the staple when the horse itself bolted out. But because we sit in other committees, I don't understand why a limit is always put to basic edition. Because in other committees, every time there is oversight, everybody goes. And when we ask, they will say, no, but it's because of basic education, you want to have many tricks. So that's why they're putting their blame here, to say, no, it's not them.
No, that's okay, but we'll give you the booklet, because it is a booklet. Because I come from the legislation, as well as work, definitely, where everyone is to go. But when I got here, they said, no, it's according to the rules of Parliament, you know, within that booklet. And then attached will be the strategic plan. I think we have it with you. And then what you're supposed to have to your attendance within committee meetings should be attached to this tool. Is that in order? Fine. Who's going to move the legacy report? Yes.
It's about the outstanding issues here. This being a legacy report, I think five items I agree with, but there are others that are not there. For instance, the department decides
those are the things that we are often saying, issues of district offices, as you know, so
much, such as advisors. Yes, some things have been done, but those are the things that we wish even those who will be coming in to take care of and continue their way to things that have been.
We've come to the end of our meeting, which I feel like although we started but late. You know, of course, we're waiting on the forum. I would like to Honorable Dina to thank the committee for the period that we were together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members of the Control Committee, I think all of us, we can say, as the Control Committee on Basic Education, we have worked very well together. There have been differences whenever there were supposed to be differences. We could, I need to say, attack each other. We could disagree with each other wherever we needed to. But for me, really, I think we are one of the committees where we have never had the stories that you get from other committees, where members of the committee could not even look at each other. With us, whether we are opposition, this way of opposition is nice because we are all opposition, and we are opposing each other in some of the things. Whether we are opposition or not, but we have always been working well together, Chairperson. And maybe let me start by thanking you, Chairperson. We have managed to keep us together. It is always said, whatever structure, the way the people behave in that structure, you look at the head and say, that is where you can learn or read to know how the head is. So for us to be proud to say we have worked together, it means our head was giving us a good direction. So we would love to thank you very much for that, Chairperson. And surely you will thank us as to say where you directed us. We allowed you to do it. Any negative manner. Really, we know we members can be. a little bit irritating sometimes, okay, you know. But thank you ever so much. We wouldn't be where we are. We wouldn't have achieved what we have achieved as a committee without your assistance. Even if we do come back to Parliament, even if we work with other people, with other members, if we can keep this attitude that you have shown to us, surely you know we've got places. But then what I see now. Okay. I just wanted to say thank you ever so much. Whenever you are, wherever you see, we see ourselves landing after May, can we keep up the good spirit that we have been working with? Wherever you be, we'll be representing us. We also love to thank our first chairperson when came to the Port Coloma Committee, Honorable John, because she won't be here to hear what we're saying. But she also started a very good road for us. We joined wherever she started. And whatever I always say with our committee, whoever we've produced to be at another level, we're always proud of her or him. Also, Ken is representing us whenever she is there. We always let ourselves there. That's the product of basic education. So those will be climbing the ladder from here. We always claim that one and say that's the product of our for the committee. Thank you very much, Jefferson. I will get in when you speak of your farewell. I know I'll need to say something.
I'd like to thank you for thanking us. And I think what will be important is to write to Honorable Chowan a letter, just a brief note, to thank her from the committee itself. And then I'd like to thank all the members. I enjoyed being with you. You know, I was so impressed with the committee itself because of how our committee has effects on it. And then when it comes to the contributions you made, you know, they were very good because we could really keep the department at us and we could really guide the department itself. And because if we didn't have this experience, we would never have been able to do it. And then I won't speak to what Honorable Keena said, but I know that wherever people will be deployed, when they come back, whether they're on the list or not on the list, people will still be deployed, that they will be doing the best. And I just want to switch off here.